Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. I wanted to tell everybody about how much of a pain in the rump it is when you you go out there and you try to find a referral. Have you ever tried to get a referral? And people have said that I'm the best chiropractor in Mount Pleasant. But do you know how most people get that moniker? They get that name? They pay for it. I just had TV company try to get me to advertise with them, and they would put me off, would promote me as the best chiropractor in Mount Pleasant. Now, how the heck could they do that? And I was wondering, I said, you know, I got to, hey, we'll promote you to all our people as the best chiropractor. And I go, how you do that? Well, you pay us a bunch of money. So basically, if I pay you a bunch of money, you'll tell people that you have no idea what my quality, what good I am, or if I'm any good at all. You'll tell them that I'm good. Don't these people have any? Don't they have any decency? I mean, a referral. When I was a kid, if someone vouched for someone, it was almost like a you put your life on the line to vouch for someone. You wouldn't just say, This fella is a good fella, and I've known him for years. You wouldn't say it for no reason. You wouldn't offer someone a job or anything without knowing that they had someone who vouched for them. And it was for real. It was a real support, a real referral. Someone had basically made a statement, and they were willing to stand by that statement, and it meant a lot. Now, it just means that someone paid extra money to get online, to get in front of you. Because I was wondering, I saw these people that said, like, voted best chiropractor, or voted best medical doctor, or voted best stripper, or whatever the heck you're best at. And I was like, how did they get that? You know, because, shoot, I was thinking, man, I'm pretty good. Maybe I should have been in the running for that. Or maybe I was in the running. I didn't realize I came in second. So then I could say, hey, second best chiropractor, or third best, or something like that. No, it's just total sham. It's a totally fabricated baloney, just like what you read in the newspaper. You might as well pull the National Enquirer up. Pope has relations with alien monkey and has twin Siamese half alien, half Pope children, or whatever. I mean, I don't mean to defame the Pope that way. But what I'm saying is, doesn't being the best mean more than you paid some money? Does it mean that you are the best? Or at least you espouse to be the best? And don't people espouse to be the best anymore? I mean, my gosh, why did you go to school? Why did you do something? Why did you wake up in the morning? Why did you go to work? Just so you could meet your obligations? Why did you say, hey, I want to make this world a better place. I want to do something with my life. I don't want to be a lump. I want to make something of me. I was put here to make a difference. I've got this energy. I've got this life. I've got this vitality and this burning desire to be somebody. I've got to do something with this. I can't just sit here with it. You don't put your lamp under a bushel basket. You go out and you do something. Just like that parable where the servants were given the money, and the one buried it, and the other one invested it, and he made money, and the other one invested and made money. But the one who buried it said, hey, I buried the money. No one got it. You know, maybe that's such a bad idea, but he got in trouble. You know, he got his butt beat for doing that. But I suggest to you good people out there, that to be the best in something is not what you bought with money, but with your sweat of your brow, and the muscle and the ache in your back. That's what you kept going on over and above what was required. You did more than was required, and you did the job to completion. That's what being the best is. Well, maybe I am the best in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, but what the heck? I'm not paying money for it. That's something that someone should give you because they wanted to give it to you. So it's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor, espousing all these great ideas. Have a great one.